says he's getting old. We like to say he's aging gracefully. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. It's Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. It's time for the Wow Factor with Danielle Crevier from St. Joe Today. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Ray.
We were just talking before we went on the air. We need like some theme music or something for the for this segment. So we'll have to like maybe Inagata DeVita or something possibly. No, I'm just kidding. You're not even old enough to know what that song is, I bet. So well, you know, we're doing this and we talk. It seems like we always have a theme of talking about the weather.
Yes.
So we're getting the rain out of the way today.
Summer's about to start. So
yeah,
let's get it out.
Yeah. So we're gonna have a good weekend. And speaking of a great weekend, what's going on?
We've got a huge weekend lined up. We're really excited. Starting tonight, it's actually your last weekend to see the Bridges of Madison County at the Ghost Light Theater.
Yeah.
So they're running Thursday through Sunday. We've got Martini Madness and live music happening over at the Bistro on the Boulevard. And we've got Nosh Village at the Krasel Art Center from noon to 2 today. And then Life in Your Lane at the Box Factory today. Or tonight, I'm sorry, at 7.
Sure.
Heading right into Friday, we're really excited because the Friday Night Concert Series returns to downtown St. Joe. That's happening at the John Ian Howard Bandshell. It's a free hour-long concert that happens weekly through Labor Day. Next week, we're going to kick off our Wednesday Brown Bag Concerts on June 26th. That's a noon hour-long concert. And then the Municipal Band starts as well. So you've got some chances, like three chances to see music,
awesome.
Free music this summer. Yeah, we're really excited. It's also the second to last weekend to see the Addams Family, a new musical by the Twin City Players. That's happening this weekend again, and then next weekend is the last weekend as well. We've got live music happening over at Vineyard 2121 and an after party for the Art Hop at the Livery. And then we've got some Lighthouse open hours happening Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. I'm sorry, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm off a day.
Sure, I know.
What day is it?
Exactly.
And then heading right back into Saturday, we've got the Farmer's Market. So that's happening in Lake Bluff Park from 9 to 2. That's a weekly Farmer's Market that we have in downtown St. Joe. We've got the Sister Lakes Brewing Company, their third anniversary party, which you'll hear more about later today.
Yeah.
We've got the Round Barn Winery Summer Solstice happening all day on Saturday from 11 to 7. Finally welcoming summer.
Yeah.
And then we've got some free tastings happening over at Purely Michigan. We've got a taco fiesta Saturday at the Hilton Garden Inn.
What? Tacos?
And a tacos, yeah. I'm always down for tacos. And then a Saturday mimosa bar with Coach's Bar and Grill. We've got some live music also happening over at the Livery. And a fourth anniversary celebration happening with Lazy Ballerina. So it's a weekend of celebrations.
Yeah.
We've also got Anchors Away, A World at War. Lest We Forget is happening this weekend too,
right,
on Saturday and Sunday. So they've got a full lineup. I would encourage you to go check out their website or Facebook page. I can't even rattle off all the things that are happening this weekend.
Oh,
so
the list is, yeah, it's
there's lots going on just for Lest We Forget. So we've also got they have a free concert on Saturday, the Fortunate Sons. So it's a Creedence Clearwater Revival band. That's from 7 to 9 for Lest We Forget. That's a free concert that you can enjoy on Saturday.
You're not even old enough to remember CCR.
Oh, I love CCR.
Do you really?
Yes,
wow,
I do.
Good for you.
I was just talking about them. Yes, I'm hoping I can make that one. I'm really excited. And then wrapping things up on Sunday, we've got some more live music happening at Dublon Winery. Dublon Music.
I know. See?
We've got the pop-up Paddle Pub happening over at the Livery, Third Coast Surf Shop, and North Pier Brewing. So that's a fun Sunday afternoon. We've also got the Coming Home, Coming Together Farewell Concert. So they're celebrating their 21st and final year. It's a free evening of music for the community. And then we've got some more music happening over at Delivery, Earthwork, Music Sunday Showcase. That's happening once a month. They've got some really cool bands coming through Delivery. And then more live music at Plank. So lots of music this weekend.
Yeah. Well, you know, we want to get out and celebrate, as you said.
Exactly. Yeah, celebrate summer.
Well, you brought a guest in and you teased who it was going to be. So introduce who you brought.
Yeah, we've got Brian Morin from Sister Lakes Brewing Company.
Good morning, Brian. How the heck are you?
Good morning.
Are you nervous now? I was asking Brian before he went on the air, are you nervous this morning to talk? And he's like, nah, I'm not nervous. Not at all.
No, I got fun stuff to talk about, so why be nervous?
Well, you know, August makes it 4 years that I've been here, and I remember when you guys opened up, and I when you came in, and you said, yeah, it's our third anniversary party, and I'm like, 3 years already?
I know, it's hard to believe.
Where's the time gone? It's been busy. So I want to talk about the party coming up on Saturday, but kind of give us a recap of who came up with the idea to do this a little more than 3 years ago, obviously, to open.
Yeah, so we're a family-owned business. So it's me, my two brothers, my father. We're all involved in it. And we've had, you know, relationship with the Sister Lakes area for almost 100 years in our family. And we all just kind of got into home brewing and we really enjoyed it and said, you know what, we want to give this a shot. And we said, you know, where else but Sister Lakes? That's where we always called home, even though we all lived other places in the country. So,
sure.
So yeah, we decided to come together. We all moved back to Michigan and opened up three years ago.
And there you go. And when you were doing the home brewing with were a lot of friends and family that were like, man, you should start a business doing this.
Yep. Everyone gave us great feedback on it. Said, you should sell the stuff.
And
we decided to make a go at it.
And it's been a good 3 years.
It's really been great. Yeah.
Tell me about how you guys are getting out into the community. I mean, you know, sometimes you just kind of open the doors and wait, but you can't do that to be successful. You guys have been very successful because you get out into the community and do things, right?
Sure. So our tagline from the very beginning before we even opened was fostering community one pint at a time. So,
there you go.
You know, we didn't open just to make beer. We didn't open just to make money. We opened because we want to make a difference in the community. And, you know, especially in Sister Lakes, that, like I said, that's been a long time home for us, but also just the larger Southwest Michigan community. So we try to do everything we can to support and give back. The kind of one of the biggest partners we have is the Sister Lakes Volunteer Fire Department located right next door to us.
Sure.
So they do a lot of great work without a lot of resources. And so we try to do everything we can to support them. I'll talk more about, but part of this weekend's festivities is a fundraiser for them. But just getting out, being in community events, sponsoring community events, having, charitable runs and walks and things like that. We just try to do everything we can to use what we have to give back to the community.
Well, it's time to celebrate because we've got the third anniversary party coming up on Saturday. What's going to happen? What's going to give us the rundown?
So it's at our brewery in Sister Lake. So if you don't know where that is, it's just about 20 minutes straight down Napier out of St. Joe Benton Harbor. So it's really close for the folks that live around here. So festivities start at 4, go all the way till 11:30. It's a family-friendly party. All ages are welcome. You have to be 21 and over to drink, of course.
Obviously,
but we will have activities for the whole family. Excellent music lineup. So we have Robert Rolf Feddersen. So he's kind of a brewery staple, folk rock. Big Ben and the Burley Boys, they're out of Water of Elite area.
That's such, I know of them. That's just fun to just say that.
Yeah.
Big Ben and the Burley Boys. You got to almost deepen your voice when you say that, you know?
So that'll be great. And then we have Robert Joseph. So he's a Dowagiac native, but he actually moved down to Nashville and he performs down there and he's coming back to, he plays at our brewery about once a year. And so he made this festival his annual trip up to play. And then our headliner is Midwestern Lowell. So they play all over this area. They're great. They're always there at this festival. Always going to be a great time. And then we have some games and activities. So as I mentioned, the event is a fundraiser for the volunteer fire department. So we have a dunk tank that all the proceeds go to benefit them. The fire chief will be in there. All the brewery owners, a lot of other folks from the community will be there. So you can come and throw balls at them and dunk them in there and raise money for the fire department.
So you're gonna be in the dunk tank,
I will be
too?
In the dunk tank, yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, wearing a costume, but you'll have to show up to see what that is.
That, might be worth it right there. Yeah.
So the fire department will also have one of their engines there, so the kids can go check it out. They'll give tours of that. We'll have a giant bounce house that's also a fire truck theme.
Sure.
We'll have beanbag tournaments, things like that. So a lot of great fun. Special beer releases. So we have a new strawberry milkshake IPA that I kegged yesterday. I'm really excited about.
Wow.
So that's kind of a
strawberry milkshake.
Yeah. Sounds delicious.
Really? It does.
Yeah.
I wish you would have brought some. Wow.
Well, you got it released at the party. You got to come check it out.
Okay.
So as well as a new German style Pilsner, new hoppy wheat, and then many of our other staples that we have year round. So that'd be exciting. Food specials. You were talking about tacos earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to have a taco bar.
Ooh, I'm there.
We'll have our smoker out.
All right, that's it. We're done. I'm there.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. It's going to run all day. You can come and go. So we encourage everyone to come check it out.
Yeah, it's the big third anniversary party at Sister Lakes Brewing Company. It kicks off at 4 in the afternoon on Saturday, goes till
11:30.
And you said it's family friendly because there's activities and games for everybody to come on out. And of course, a great fundraiser. as well, in addition. So, Brian, thanks.
It is a $5 ticket. You can buy it at the brewery or on Eventbrite.
Okay, so $5 to get in. More information, or if you want to check out, obviously stop by. Let us know where you're at again, just in case somebody doesn't know.
Sure. Our best place to go is Facebook. That has all the event information. We also have our website, sisterlakesbrewing.com.
SisterLakesBrewing.com, or just search them on Facebook and you'll find them there too. Brian, thanks. Some good information. Looking forward to having some fun this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, Danielle, that rhymes. Well, Danielle, so, I know that's a deep subject when you say well, right?
Right. Yeah,
okay. more information on what we just talked about is at?
Of course. You can always visit us at stjitterday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or visit us at our Welcome Center. We're located in downtown St. Joe, 301 State Street, right across from the Chocolate Cafe.
You have that memorized, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Danielle Crevier from St. Joe Today, that's the Wow Factor, and Brian from Sister Lakes Brewing Company. Thanks for coming in and chatting with us this morning here on Taking the Lead.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.